Welcome to another safety-driven podcast. This presentation examines distracted driving in the workplace.
We are all aware that distracted driving is a dangerous activity, yet we continue to place others and ourselves at risk by not changing how we do things. Distracting activities range from adjusting the radio through using cell phones.
So, just how dangerous is distracted driving? Texting while driving reduces your performance to about the same level as after consuming four beers and can slow your braking response time by 18%. The short story? You are 23 times more likely to crash while texting.
Employers have a duty to identify and assess hazards so that controls can be implemented to reduce the risk of injury. That means taking time to evaluate what happens in your workplace. Anytime you have moving equipment or vehicles, there is a possibility that the operator may not be paying attention to their surroundings. Adding other things to the job of driving just makes distraction more likely.
Examine your workflow to see if the job is placing pressure on employees to use cell phones or radios while driving or operating equipment. Even time pressures will make full attention to driving more difficult. By saying, "Don't do that," yet expecting the job done just the same, an employee is placed in the position of trying to satisfy two masters and will fail at both.
There is still an element of distraction while talking hands-free, and if the use of a hands-free device is endorsed, there could be an assumption of liability by the company if there was an accident. The best practice is to pull over in a safe place to answer or make calls.
With input from your employees, create a clear policy on the use of electronic devices while driving. It is important to get input on how the job gets done, so your policy provides a practical solution. Once developed, communicate the new policy to everyone and make sure you follow it yourself.
Consider the liability of your company if a distracted driving accident occurs. Your policy should think about personal use of cell phones as well as business use. Providing or requiring hands-free devices is controversial. Some companies are not providing hands-free devices, and while not banning them, they are discouraging their use.
If non-compliance with the policy is detected, it must be followed up. Nothing destroys a good policy faster than showing everyone that it is not important when it is inconvenient. Other things to consider are new technologies that read text messages to your employees but do not allow sending unless you are stopped.
Distracted driving is the result of using any of our electronic toys while driving. The BC Motor Vehicle Act says that to use any electronic devices in a vehicle, the device must be affixed to the vehicle. Essentially, the driver of a vehicle cannot use any handheld device, even at a stop sign or red light. And any graduated licensee is prohibited from using even a hands-free device at any time.
If you have any further questions on this or any safety topic, contact a safety advisor on the Safety Driven team at ohs@safetydriven.ca or check our resources page at www.safetydriven.ca.